It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Homeland Security Department wants to buy new radiation detection equipment to use at the nation's ports. That's because alarms on the existing equipment are set off by bananas and kitty litter and other things you might not think emit radiation, but do. But congressional auditors say tests done on the new machines were biased because the government shared key information with the companies providing the gear. NPR's Pam Fessler has more.
To House Democrat Bart Stupak of Michigan, the problem with sharing information with vendors before their equipment is tested is obvious. At least that's what he suggested to one investigator with the Government Accountability Office.
Here's a test. If I give you 9 out of 16 answers, I should be able to get the test right, right? At least a passing grade.
I should get a passing grade.
And that's what the GAO basically believes happened when the Homeland Security Department tested new radiation detection machines called Advanced Spectroscopic Portals, or ASPs. The agency conducted a number of dry runs with the vendors, using many of the same materials that were to be used in the actual tests. Stupak yesterday told Vale Oxford, head of Homeland Security's Domestic Nuclear Detection Office, that this was a concern.
You agree then with GAO's testimony that by providing the vendors with the opportunity to adjust their software, that the Domestic Nuclear Detection Office used biased test methods and were not an objective assessment of the ASP's performance capabilities. Would you agree with that?
We disagree.
Oxford called the testing conducted by his agency thorough and rigorous and said GAO has yet to see all the results. The issue is crucial because Congress is refusing to fund the $1.2 billion radiation detection program until Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff certifies that the new equipment is a significant improvement over machines now used at U.S. ports. Oxford said initial tests already show benefits.
In a port like L.A. Long Beach, where they're getting 500 nuclear alarms per day, would go down to about 20 to 25 that they would have to pay serious attention to in secondary.
That means customs agents could spend a lot less time responding to so-called nuisance alarms, which are caused by benign substances that are naturally radioactive. It also means shippers would face fewer delays at the port. Kentucky Republican Ed Whitfield agreed with Oxford that even though questions remain, the new machines are better than the existing detectors.
Most of the scientists that at least we've talked to and government officials agree that the agency should proceed with a limited deployment for secondary inspections.
And in fact, Oxford said that's what will likely happen, at least until the agency can conduct further tests. But lawmakers are increasingly frustrated. They're upset with constant delays and confusion in a program that the administration says is crucial for stopping nuclear devices from being smuggled into the country. In a written statement, House Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman John Dingell said it risked becoming another DHS procurement debacle. Bart Stupak sought some reassurance from DHS's Vale Oxford.
Are we making this up as we go along?
No, we're not.
Or do we have a plan here?
No, we're not. We will have a plan. We will have a test plan as we've always had
these
a test plan.
These two new plans you plan on bringing up, are you going to run those by GAO to make sure that they're valid tests?
Perhaps.
Not at all what the lawmakers wanted to hear. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.